Is Anduril's MenasI a tactical supercomputer? The public specs don't say. From Supercomputing News by SCN staff, Anduril has introduced a MenasI configuration that carries AWS Outpost racks inside its ruggedized deployable data center shelter. On June 30th, the company announced that Amazon Web Services had named it a preferred edge provider for US national security and defense, and said two non-specialist operators can bring the system online in under 10 minutes and move it by truck, aircraft, or helicopter slingload. The announcement puts selected AWS infrastructure closer to sensors and operators. The public specifications leave the central questions unanswered. Anduril lists configurations with as much as 168 U of equipment capacity and has not disclosed the new system's processor models, GPU inventory, interconnect, power draw, or benchmark performance. That is why it's more accurate to call MenasI a deployable edge data center than a conventional supercomputer. Its significance is not raw scale. It's where selected workloads can run when latency, mobility, and local processing matter more than peak throughput, and what happens to those workloads when the link back to a cloud region goes away. What is physically disclosed? MenasI combines Anduril's Voyager ruggedized compute hardware with its Lattice software platform, connected through Lattice Mesh. The new configuration adds AWS Outposts, the racks that extend AWS infrastructure and services beyond an AWS region. Anduril lists capacities of 40U, 42U, and up to 168U, the largest roughly 442U rack envelopes, with integrated power, cooling, generator support, and battery backup. What Anduril has not published is what fills those rack units. A rack unit measures vertical space, not compute. On its own, 168U says nothing about server count, because those units can hold multi-node servers, network switches, storage, power shelves, patch panels, or blank space for airflow. AWS's own Outpost hardware documentation notes that a rack includes hosts, switches, patch panels, and power equipment. The number and type of servers in the AWS configuration remain undisclosed. The higher-end performance figures come from a different system. In 2025, Anduril said it delivered a petabyte-scale MenasI configuration built on Voyager, describing petabyte-scale storage, tens of thousands of CPU cores, and HPC and GPU acceleration. Those are vendor claims for that 2025 Voyager build. They should not be assumed to describe the newly announced AWS Outposts configuration, and AWS currently lists broader GPU instance support on its second-generation Outpost racks as forthcoming. No public benchmark, whether HPL, HPCG, MLPerf, storage bandwidth, or inference throughput, has been released for any MenasI configuration. What AWS Outposts changes, and what it does not? Outposts can keep supported compute and storage workloads physically close to operators, and existing local instances may keep running through a temporary loss of upstream connectivity. But AWS describes a service link to a parent region as necessary and says the control plane always uses it. A disconnected Outpost rack has a reduced operational envelope. Provisioning, management APIs, and identity-dependent operations can become unavailable. That distinction matters for a system sold on operating in contested disconnected environments. Local processing, degraded connectivity operation, and fully autonomous cloud operation are three different things. Anduril says its Voyager, Lattice, and Lattice Mesh components are built for disconnected use, but that is not the same as AWS Outposts functioning as a self-contained region. The companies have not publicly detailed which AWS functions remain available during a prolonged outage. The evidence behind the claims. Most of what is known about MenasI in the field comes from Anduril. Sorting the claims by how well they are supported is more useful than presenting them as settled fact. Anduril's own documented assertions. The platform has accumulated more than 50,000 fielded hours over 3 years. Two operators can bring it online in under 10 minutes. US Marines slingloaded a MenasI beneath a CH-53 Kai King Stallion in August 2025. And the shelter can serve as an accredited SCIF or SAPFEL. On that last point, facility accreditation covers the physical environment. Individual systems, missions, and compartments still require their own authorizations, and SCI is a compartmented control category rather than a classification level. No independent Marine Corps record of the sling load was located. A reported quotation with no disclosed test record. Anduril Engineering SVP Tom Keane told Air and Space Forces magazine that an F-35 mission data task that once took 8 people about 2 days was done by 2 people in roughly 2 hours, with edge compute alongside. There is no published baseline, workload definition, or customer confirmation. An unconfirmed operational claim. Anduril told reporters that earlier Menacer-5 systems were used during Operation Epic Fury and deployed with the Army, Navy, Air Force and Marine Corps. That has not been confirmed in a public military record. AWS also indicated on the announcement panel that the newly combined Menacer-1 outpost configuration was not available during that operation. Menacer-1 systems and conventional outpost installations were reportedly used separately. The new offering is not combat proven. Defense Scoop reported that the offering is available through the Department of Defense's Joint Warfighting Cloud Capability Marketplace, a channel for buying pre-vetted cloud services. No public JWCC listing or duty statement confirming that was located. Why the architecture still matters. Strip away the unverified specs and a real thesis remains. Distribution changes the physical failure domain. That connects to a question SCN has examined before. Earlier this year, drone strikes physically affected AWS regions and facilities in the Gulf, and per the AWS health dashboard, 2 of 3 UAE availability zones remained significantly impaired at one update. Redundancy inside a fixed region does not help when separate facilities share a common threat across a geographic area. Menacer-1 applies distribution at a smaller scale. Compute can be placed with different units and moved as conditions change. That changes where a failure lands, because losing one cloud region need not remove every local resource at once. It does not make the system invulnerable. A mobile shelter still depends on power, cooling, networking, and supply, and dispersing many lightly protected nodes trades concentration risk for a larger number of detectable targets. The pattern echoes one element of the Pentagon's fiscal 2027 plans, though the public budget names no vendor or product. As SCN reported, the department requested $46 billion for its Sovereign Artificial Intelligence Infrastructure Initiative, which includes regional compute centers and, separately, modular containerized tactical compute. That request is not yet evidence that Menacer-1 has been selected or funded under it. The limits. A deployable data center does not suspend data center physics. Menacer-1 still needs electrical power and must reject the heat its equipment produces. Anduril cites integrated cooling, shore power, generators and battery backup, but not power draw, fuel consumption or sustained runtime. Communications, physical signature, maintenance and spares all bound what a container at the edge can do. None of this makes Menacer-1 a replacement for centralized supercomputing. Large training runs and tightly coupled simulations will keep favoring fixed sites built around dense power, cooling and high-speed interconnects, and Anduril has published nothing about Menacer-1's interconnect or scaling to suggest otherwise. The value is narrower and real, moving selected AI and data workloads out of a fixed facility with a cloud-compatible software environment following them when proximity and survivability outweigh peak scale.